Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Thursday night at the Speakeasy Cafe. We would like to invite you to take the stage for the Sound of Ink open mic poetry night. Now, let's get started. I want your ink in our ears. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Speakeasy Cafe open mic poetry show, The Sound of Ink. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here tonight. And my favorite announcement at the beginning of every show is we are having problems with our chat room. So if you're trying to get into the chat, just poke it with a stick, threaten it with bad poetry. Just keep hitting enter, and eventually it will pop you in there. Okay,
keep
and you'll
hitting
be able to...
enter.
What's that?
It's laughing.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, except for I forgot my coffee in the other room. That's horrible.
Oh, that is horrible.
I know.
You're on the attached phone, yes?
Exactly. Okay, so anyway, welcome everybody. We're really happy to see you here. We have a couple of quick announcements, and I'm going to do those, and then I have something to ask you, Michael. So I want to get through this real quick so we can get the poets on the air. I want to remind everybody that Tuesday, the 2nd of March at 3 p.m. West Coast time, 5 p.m. East Coast time, we have the next Inkwell coming up, which is the how-to for writers. And we have Sage Cohen, who wrote Writing the Life Poetic, who is coming on and doing a free workshop, a writer's workshop for us. Also, it's called the Writing the Life Poetic. And Sage Cohen is absolutely amazing. I'll be putting her link here in a moment into chat so you guys can go over and check her out, or you can check out the events on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/spiritwild, all one word. And you can check out the event on there. It's going to be a writer's workshop. She's going to be giving advice on poetry, doing some writing exercises. She's absolutely amazing. Normally her workshops are $250 a person to attend, and she has agreed to come on and do one the air for us at no charge to you poets. So I am very, very excited to be able to bring her to you. So make sure you save the date for that. That's March 2nd at 3 o'clock West Coast, 5 o'clock East Coast, and on the Inkwell, and you can watch my page for that information, the link and all that good stuff. So that's all I have, Michael.
Okay.
So
that's
now,
not bad. Yeah.
You read a poem here last week on the air when
yes,
we started out the show.
Right.
And you totally rewrote that, correct?
Yeah, well, I added a lot to it and changed some other things. It feels like a different poem to me. So I figured I would read that one tonight, this version tonight. And, you know, if anybody who remembers last week and kind of see the difference or whatever, and just kind of another way of, there's always the debate with poets about editing versus not editing. And I'm a proponent of editing most pieces, so this is kind of going towards that end. I suppose I could just get into it.
And this one is part of the series, correct?
Yeah, this is part of the I believe it's going to be called Funeral Clothes. It's a whole series of stuff that I've written since kind of rash of death in my family, my wife's family. I've been working on it for a while, but I think it's starting to near completion. I've been writing more on it lately. But I'm just going to get into it because we got a lot of people on here, so I don't want to keep them waiting any longer. No, happy. All right, and just to make a point about the editing, I'm not even sure at this moment if I'm going to, there's these two verses that I may switch, and I'm not even sure which way I'm going to read it. I'm just going to kind of see what happens.
okay.
So, you know. All right. All I have of Nancy is a travel mug that says, "We found something that does the work of 6 men. One woman, Masood, dropped dead of a massive heart attack while holding his youngest daughter 15 years ago. His wife, Renee, my friend, has yet to recover. Jimmy couldn't bring himself to deal with his mother's car, so we have it now. Some of her clothes are still in the trunk. I won't be the one that moves them. My wife will never forget that the final words she spoke to her mother were out of impatience and frustration, not of love. This still haunts her. I've been writing this book since she died. People talk of unfinished business, but it's misdirected. It has nothing to do with everyone loved her, just started to turn their life around, or even it was so sudden. Because it has nothing to do with the one that's gone. The unfinished business is ours. The unfinished business is the rest of our lives, having to be lived without them, having to figure out how to do this impossible thing. In an effort to explain what we're not supposed to know, we've turned acre upon acre of rich, fertile, useful land into a coping mechanism, created gods for the dead and legends of rivers with ghoulish ferrymen, created prayers to saints once merely human and mystical ceremonies of the utmost importance. These rituals are also ours. They are for us. Every culture throughout human history has done this in its own way, so we can get to the next day, and the next, and the next. Allow us to wrap our heads around the fact that the world will continue despite our pain. But don't get me wrong, I don't disagree with any of these things. In fact, I say we need more. Anything that will make this easier. Some say this is why there is religion, that it's simply the management of fear. But it's important to believe in something, isn't it? Even if it's just to have something to lean on, sanctuary, belief. Most of us are just told what to believe, told to not examine the version of after that came from some stranger's grandfather. So we're left with questions and doubts, the occasional 2 a.m. panic attack. Donna was never actually told her mother had died. She was forced to glean this somehow from what was going on around her at age 7. Despite its spectacular view, I get an uneasy feeling whenever I go over the Tobin Bridge. Almost feel as if I'll be blown right off because someone I frankly didn't even like jumped off of it. I remember cleaning up her failed suicide attempt a few months before and thinking, God, I hope this is the worst she makes these kids deal with. The unfinished business is ours. We funneled every bit of fear and uncertainty, every bad childhood memory of reality unexplained, into being so afraid of what comes next, so afraid of how we'll be made to atone for our choices now. We've always been so afraid of death. But the simple, honest truth is that what we really fear most is life. End poem.
I absolutely love the way that you've rewritten that, and you've added some real personal things into it, which I think gives it so much weight, Michael. That is absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you. One of my favorite things that I've ever heard you read so far. Absolutely amazing. And I know that this comes from a long year of some real tragic events in your life, and what you've been writing about it has just been astounding, and I know that a lot of people, especially family members and stuff, if they read that, are really going to appreciate what you've done here. But I think a lot of people are really going to be able to relate to it too. And I absolutely love the way you ended it, where it talked about, you know, it isn't death we're afraid of, but it's life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. And I think I said that last week too when you read it. You know, the thing I'm most afraid of isn't dying; it's that I'm not going to do everything I need to do before that happens. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't. You know, so, you know, you don't know how much time you have, so you just have to do it all now. Just it, period. Okay. Everybody, you just listened to Michael Quigg, better known as Q, and you can visit him and find some more of his work at worksofq.net. And is there any other links you want to give them, Michael, before we get started?
Well, if you search Works of Q, like if you Google that, Works of Q is one word, my Facebook and MySpace pages and Reverb Nation and all that come up, but they're all like / Works of Q, MySpace, Facebook, Reverb Nation. There are others, YouTube. So yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Make sure you go over and show him some love. Now, everybody, we're going to get to the poets online. This is the way it's going to work tonight because I know we have a lot of new callers tonight. You will know it's your turn to read when we call your telephone area code. So when we say blah, 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 you're on the air, listen for your area code, and you'll know it's your turn to read. We do have extremely full phone lines tonight, so make sure that you have your poem ready. You can read something up to about 5 minutes, and nothing sexually explicit, no body parts bumping around or anything like that. Otherwise, you can read whatever in the world you want, and we're excited to hear it. And also, make sure that you have your URL, your MySpace page, your Facebook, whatever, to give to us after you're done reading. That way people can come find you before you come and read that next week's show. So that's the way it is. You're listening to Speakeasy Cafe Open Mic Poetry Show, The Sound of Ink. And Michael, if you'll bring us our first caller.
I sure will. Real quick, I just want to say, I know we got full lines, but I just want to throw the number out there. It's 646-595-3965. And as the vast majority of you have done, if you are calling to read, please remember to hit 1. So we get a little signal next to your number, so I know you did it. But like I said, everybody on there has done that. So I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller, which is from 502. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Sherry Allwright once again.
Well, hello, Sherry. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you all?
Wonderful, dear. It's good to hear from you.
Well, thanks. It's good to read some more poetry. You guys have a most excellent show.
Thank you.
Well, I'll get right to it since there's a lot of folks waiting to read theirs. This is the next in the series of poems about Bonnie and Clyde. It's called Reminiscence, and it's a persona poem. Did I tell you that the dirt of Dallas is made of cattle bones ground to dust by the ghosts of cowboys long dead in their saddles? That I once saw so much green in Louisiana, I thought I would drown on the color. But then I learned how to float, thought I could hold myself there, me and Bonnie above the surface, in between sky and swallowed up, and no one would notice. But too many rats sink a ship. The next thing I knew, the sun was pulled away from me like a dream. The sky stopped breathing, and the swamp rose up so fast, I didn't have time to know I was dead. Not until I saw those men charging through the bushes, our car pocked with 157 bullets. How I knew that was a mystery, but I did. A shotgun pointed at my head and me not doing a thing about it, of course I had to be dead. Not reaching for Bonnie slumped over, face leaking out her stolen time in three places, saucing up the ham sandwich in her hand, I couldn't even kiss her goodbye. And goodbye was all I had that was mine to give. What I should have given her back when she was too moon-eyed to want the sun. End poem.
It's almost like watching a sitcom, not a sitcom, a series, a mini-series, when you come on and share those poems. Yeah, isn't that awesome, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely.
I am so excited that you're reading those to us. And now tell me there are more, correct?
Oh, yeah, there's several more.
Okay.
Hopefully those will be put together in, they're going to be put together in a future book.
Oh, very cool. And you'll keep us updated on when that comes out and everything, correct?
I will. I'd be more than happy to.
Yay. All right, sweetheart. Well, until we get to the next episode next week, same time, same place, same station, can you tell us how to find you so that we can visit with you some more?
Sure. I have a fan page on Facebook called Scribblings and Such. And also I have a upcoming book coming out by Finishing Line Press called The Courtship of Reason. And you can
awesome.
I think the website's www.finishinglinepress.com.
What was
the
Facebook thing search? I'm sorry.
It's called Scribblings and Such.
I'll make sure I get it in the chat.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, no problem at all. I'm really glad you got in early. We do have full phone lines tonight, so this is awesome. It's going to be a great night. So stick around, enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Who is our next caller, Michael?
All right. Next You have a 954. You're on the air.
Hello?
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 Yes, this is Manushka from Miami.
Well, hello, sweetheart.
How you doing?
Wonderful. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. This is my first time calling in. I just seen it on Facebook and decided to call in.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Well, this one's called Shed Up. And I'm just going to go ahead and do it. When we first met, it was just a sexual attraction between you and me. But somewhere between late night creeps, between the sheets, you turned more to just a buddy I could be. And despite you having 4 kids to take care of, that's 2 baby mamas and 2 jits, I still fell in love. Damn, must have been the dick. But I do admit, I still heard the truth in your voice. I felt the love from your soul, but I failed to see the lies in your eyes because you played your role. Delta to baby mama drama, bitch texting my phone trying to cause an intervention. Oh, did I mention she's 27 with no job, so she can't afford to pay attention. Forgave your ass when you got into that whole internet fad. Me being stupid gave you a chance for you to regain my trust, my love. My love can't be wasted. I want a man who will give just as much as he will take, not a man whose favorite line is, baby, I'm sorry, it was a mistake. Nigga, when I give you all of me, I put my fucking heart at stake. In the 2 years I've known you, I've had to help you become a better man, to try and treat you better than them. Damn, 26, no car, no rent, no career, and 2 kids? Give you a chance for you to get it together, but I guess you couldn't get it together. Now you expect us to stay together? You ain't last generous. We love them always last forever. Oh, and might I say that you did incur another offense when you got busted on the internet and expected there to be no consequence when a week before the incident you made a comment about getting on it again. And after I said no, you went and resubmit again. And you lied to my face and wouldn't admit again. And I'm sorry, but my heart can't take this shit. My feelings can't be put on the back burner on the shelf. It's time I think about me, not you, myself. And no, I ain't being selfish, but I ain't settling for anything less than what you think is your best. Cause I can do that all by myself. So I'm taking my feelings off that shelf. Call your niggas out to help you help yourself out of my building complex. Which, by the way, I pay. You paying half the light bill and buying groceries ain't gonna cut it for me. Because honestly, you're supposed to do that plus 2 times 3. And let me give you this little acknowledgement in case you didn't already know. I'm an independent chick, nigga. I got my own dough. So I'm sorry we reached the end of our road. It's a dead end, no place to go. I'm trying to better myself as a woman, not trying to be a statistic, pregnant, uneducated, pessimistic. I'm a realist, just being realistic, kind of optimistic. So I don't need you holding me back. I'm starting to think you're narcissistic. You see, I'm a strong black Haitian woman that deserves to be loved by a man she wants, not forgetting her wants, who get what she wants. I'm kind of rough. I don't play games. I need a man because I'm a woman. I'm looking for Adam because I'm Eve. I need one that can sweep me off my feet and take care of all my needs. So please, forget about you and me and leave in peace. Peace. And the phone.
That was awesome. Right. Are you in the chat room by any chance, sweetheart?
I can sign on right now.
They absolutely love that. They said, oh, my God, we'd hate to make that girl mad. You know, that was absolutely powerful. And you said a line in there, something about if I don't get all of you. I know that's not correct, but that was the concept of it. And I have always said that everyone said a relationship's 50-50, and that's so wrong. It's 110.
Yeah, it's 110 wrong.
Because
yeah.
I don't want 50% of anybody. And anyone who would settle for 50% of me, I don't deserve them. So
exactly.
That was a great line in there.
Yeah. Thank
well,
you.
Welcome to the show, honey. It's a pleasure to have you here. And now that you found your way here, I'm hoping that you will save the number and call in and share some more with us next week.
I would love to.
Absolutely wonderful. And go ahead and give out your link so people can come visit you until then.
Well, I got a Facebook. It's www.facebook.com/ just type in my name, MANOUCHKA, and my last name is CHERFREE.
Did you get that, Michael?
No.
Okay, you want to spell it one more time, sweetheart?
Yeah, I got MANOU.
No, MAN.
Oh, MAN, see?
Yes, MANOUCHKA, and the last name is CHERFREE.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah, no. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sweetheart,
Thank
and we'll
you.
Talk to you next week.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, who do we have next, Michael?
One second.
You're typing that into chat, I can tell.
Yeah, I am. And actually, the first thing is, so I just want to pause this real quick because I see now there's another 954. Actually, two more, but one doesn't have a finger thing. So I'm sorry if you were saying hello and it was obviously what's going to be there, and then I'll meet you. But we'll be getting to you shortly. Our next caller, though, is from 770. You're on the air.
Hey, guys, it's Jack, the emotional orphan.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm super, guys. How's everybody today?
Wonderful. It's good to hear from you.
It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate the time and the exposure, and really, really love the show, and I'm looking forward to being here Tuesday as well for Sage. So
that
I would
is
encourage
going to
everybody
be incredible.
To, yeah, she's something else, and I actually chatted with her a little bit over this past week, and she was pretty darn excited about this. So those of you that don't know Sage, please get to know her and come by next week. It'll be a great experience for all of us. All right, I'm going to do a piece this week called Walled Communion, and I'll let it speak for itself. Walled Communion. Complexity, bad memory, weave a spider's web. Whirlpool of repetition drags downward, swirling us to our doom. The binding force is love. Beautifully brought, then undone, resentments, reparations, repetitions, redrawn and reworked. Staying this path is not easy. There are no surgical cuts to suture nicely, no numbers to tell us what colors to use. Imbalanced, no easy answers to render powerless, unwanted tears that equate disbelief. Due to their strength, convictions create more problems than they solve, and I am convicted. Love isn't the struggle. Our battle stances drag us to something neither wants. Despite truth, protestations win. I love you. I just don't know the direction from here. Back to the communion that made us laugh before the foundation shook and the walls went up. End poem.
That was incredible. You know, every time that you've been here so far and read, you have just really brought an A game to the table, and it is an absolute pleasure to hear you read.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Coming from you, that means a lot.
Thank you, definitely. Will you please do me a favor, hon, and tell everyone how to come find you?
I sure will. You can. The easiest place to go is my site. It's Emotional Orphan, all one word, emotionalorphan.net. And on the site, you'll find links to my Facebook fan page. And you can also join the page through the Google Gmail system and become a member of the site there as well. So that's the best place. It's emotionalorphan.net. And I look forward to seeing you guys again next week.
Well, we look forward to it as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Bye, Michael.
Take care, bye.
Okay. Poets, make sure that you have your URLs, everything ready. If you have not already pressed 1 on your phone and you do want to talk on the air, press 1. If you've already pressed it, don't press it again because that'll take you off the switchboard. But if you've not pressed 1 and you want to read, make sure you press 1 so that we know that you're a caller who wants to be on the air. Otherwise, we'll assume that you're just a listener and Michael won't pick up your calls. And Michael, you want to bring us your next caller?
I sure do. And this is going to be the other 954. You are on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Oh, no, this is Mr. Whispers.
We knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Ha-ha. I got something brand new for you guys tonight called Armageddon. let me get right into it. The day will come when the sun won't shine. And time will stand still. The rain won't fall at all and the cars are stalled. What's next? No contact with your friends and family via text. Emails fail to reach city to city. No electricity. Simplicity is obsolete. The sickness is at its thickest. Here's where you need something to believe in. The atheists can't take it. Pulpit pimps are really limping because their game was lame. Things ain't the same. No late night shows. No clubs and holes. Ain't that something? When your Mercedes-Benz means absolutely nothing, only that your faith is misplaced. And we say that we're trying to live when none of us ever been alive. And him, we just survive. I'm satisfied with eating and breathing, but the world demands so much more. Well, it's too late for amends. You should have been trusting him. Oh, now you believe because you need, and the world has nothing to offer, looking for a miracle pillow to make the blow softer. Did you ever wonder where you were heading? If you didn't, no, it's Armageddon, the end, period. And you can't understand it. Damn it, lights out on this little planet. They say that the sky's the limit, but there's footprints on the moon. Which tells me that somebody knew that we were doomed, and it's coming soon, sooner than you think. That's why I'm trying to hurry up and write this before I run out of ink, hoping that the next civilization finds this message safe and not make the same mistakes. I tell them to stay away from computers and cell phones. God never sent me a text, but I read his text, and the texture of his word is comforting. Wow, a savior in paraphrases, like what I'm spitting was already written. God's message has been hidden. Religion is the cause of most wars, but we blame him for boundaries that we create in the first place. So it really doesn't matter what line was crossed. We are all crisscrossed with crosses to bear. Jesus carried his, so if yours is heavy, why should I care? But it's that same thinking that got the lights of the world flickering. We will continue bickering until the lights go out. End poem.
Mr. Whispers, you absolutely blow me away every time you read.
Thank you.
You never know what you're going to be reading or what type of poetry you're going to bring. You're like one of the most diversified poets I've ever met.
Thank you. I try to, you know, touch a lot of different categories, and I was thinking about the end of the world, you know, and my wife said she was trying to get into the chat room, and she was doing like you was telling her, beating the hell out of the, you know, return.
It's not working, is it?
Not working.
But, yeah, she just keeps hitting refresh. It'll bump her in there eventually.
Yeah. But, I just try to write about a lot of different things or whatsoever. I don't want to be that poet that's stuck in one grind or one mode or whatsoever, you know? So that makes it good for me because I'm a performance poet, you know?
Exactly.
And got to keep a variety. My MySpace URL is... MySpace/MrWhispers1. I'm on Facebook under Timothy and Rhonda Proctor. That's last name Proctor. And my email is mysecondchance1997@hotmail.com.
Wonderful. All right, sweetheart, please come visit us next week and have your wife get you into chat so you guys can enjoy the rest of the show.
Definitely.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, hon. And give your wife a hug for us.
All right, I will.
All right, thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Poets, we're going to try to get through you quickly. I normally like to chat with you guys a little bit, but we have so many of you on hold tonight that I don't want you guys sitting there and using up all your minutes. So, please forgive us if we're a little bit brief tonight because I want to make sure that I get everybody on. Michael, will you bring us our next caller, please?
I will indeed, and that would be from 905.
Hey, guys, it's Faith.
Hey, sweetie.
Hello.
I've got to be quick because I'm featuring in like 10 minutes at a show, so I'm gonna be quick, but
nice.
Yeah.
How awesome.
Turn off the lights in your silver-threaded heart and open your eyes. Feel the way through the darkness and ease around the sharp corners of my insecurity. Be careful. Step lightly. Don't bruise yourself on my doubts. If you fall to your knees, just keep crawling forward. Don't stop. Be brave. I need you close enough to hear my whispers. I need another soul in the dark to hear these confessions. I'm sitting in the middle of the ocean, choking on the reflection of the stars, but I think I'm starting to hear the echo of your pulse. I think I can hear the shallow crashing of your breath on the edge of your lips, so shh. Don't interrupt, because I'm starting now. Don't shy from the tsunami of emotion or the callous edge of my well-used, wrung, dry-out heart. I promise this won't take long. I just need somebody to hear the fear sending shockwaves down my vertebrae, the lonely terror throbbing in my palms every time they kiss in prayer. I need someone to know that I'm floating in flames, crashing in currents, to know I'm reading tales of old and promises of new, and neither one is fitting right. I must be shaped by the wrong hands, broken along all my fault lines. I need you to know I'm watching the world spin beneath my soles, but I'm not feeling a thing. So please, sit close and hold my hand. Wipe away my tears when they form constellation on my lashes. Cradle my heart when my chest spits it out like poison. Tell me it will be all right. Lie to me and say the world is beautiful and I'll find redemption in sunrises. Dig out the last living hope and paint it on the horizon. Help me remember that I loved and that I've never lost. I'm just misplaced. I know I'm asking too much, pleading with fractured lips, but you're my last chance. Needs are volatile and wants are cheap, but understand, I both need and want you in a way that bends the laws of time, in a way that rewrites the definitions, reshapes the values, reworks the meaning. So hear my plea in a letter I wrote for you. Dear, you don't even know who I am. I hope you read this, and if you do, I hope you know exactly what it's about. I hope you look at each syllable and know it's for you in the same way you know the ocean is salty and the sky isn't always blue, and how hearts are made for breaking gravity. I hope each word burns like the sun, but I hope after the burn subsides, the warmth fills your heart until you're your own secret star, and I hope you glow as brightly. I hope you look at this and somehow see art instead of disaster. Look beyond the scribbled out words and ink splatters to see exactly what I'm trying to say. I hope reading this somehow takes the strange out of strangers. I hope after you read it, the landscape of my ribcage will be as familiar as the one of my heart. And I hope now that I've opened this door, you aren't afraid to walk through it. And I hope my hopes haven't frightened you. I hope they haven't appeared too large or too dangerous, like half-truths in the dark behind manipulated curtains. I promise my hopes are simple. They are the honey and the milk of the earth, the wheat of the wind. They are nothing but the hope between a girl and a boy, the hope my clumsy hellos will mask when I'm trying to say what I've always been meaning to sing. You see, this is my way of saying you're beautiful in the most unbeautiful of ways. Your heart has a siren's call, and mine is just answering from deep within. You see, I have this strange premonition we can make music together. As soon as your artist's fingers find the harp strings bound, binding my hip bones together, I have the oddest feeling we are two puzzle pieces this whole damn world's been missing, the key to the beauty everyone's been looking for. This is all this is, the hope for chance, the hope for a sunrise, the hope for a new beginning, and the hope that you'll read this and not know who I am, but at least hope to find out. And this, at the end of the day, is just hope.
Damn, girl. Holy shit. You know, I absolutely, I cannot even tell you how much I love your poetry. I am so happy when I see you in the chat room and know that you're calling in and you're going to read. You are absolutely amazing poet. I sit there and listen to the lines that you put together, and it's like, I get mad. You know, I want to steal your brain or something, you know. It's awesome. All right, baby girl, I know you're in a hurry, so tell everyone how to find you.
MySpace.com/faithinwords. So I put it in the chat room, too.
Wonderful. All right, sweetheart, have a great show. Tell us what you're doing next week when you have time, and we will talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye now.
Damn, Michael.
Mm.
Okay.
Too.
Who do we have now?
All right, now we go to you. There it is. 3-2, you're on the air.
Oh, 732?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is this what I think it is?
Cool. It was anyhow.
Hi, Gregory.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey,
buddy.
Hey, super pals. Cool.
It's been a while. Welcome.
Yeah, we have shows on Thursday. And we do a show on Thursday, so I haven't been calling it. Tonight everything's canceled because of the weather. And we had national acts tonight, so we're taking a hit.
Oh.
But so be it. All is cool. Everyone's safe, and that's more important than, you know, hustling the freaking equipment.
You're here, and we're happy.
Yeah, me too, because I'm working on this. Is an excellent opportunity for me. Let me blast through this. It's 8x4, so I can do it in 320. So. Charmed by chance of fickle necessities and or pending probabilities, three sides to every hand, and don't go in unless you're willing to go all in, determined on the edge of decision. It's a no-win situation. You're quick enough to figure out what's good enough for a dead man's bluff. Looking for miracles or anything to believe in, money more important, and inexhaustible wealth. saved from many a rainy day. Move decimals over one penny at a time. Move zeros over one sunny day at a time. Overbet the best intention. What's good for those is not always good for others. And you save a lot of time running yellow lights and drive faster. You'll live longer. You'll have more room when they move over. And these are uncertain variables hustled in the undercurrent. The strange servant's a little too slow, and the timing's going to cost you. The blind rides over this rat dance, undermines the art of the sucker punch, and by the comedy of errors you will exaggerate in the depths. For the last to duck is luck, and luck is opportunistic, boasts the glorified fraud caught up in his full-time charade. With pariah hearts and patent stratagems, seduced by anything to be taken advantage of. And half the free lunch leads to long lines on easy streets. The best of opportunities guarantee a ways and means, and full-time participants take their place amongst the indigenous process of elimination and the rainmaker's piss prayer and a shotgun shark hunt. Play as you act, think as you speak. Timing is everything. En route to make, rake, and take down their grip. You're out of position, and the daily coin flip is as good as half a chance. No joke, the yoke's a burden. It's better to collect the cost than suck up the loss. And eye contact and overreach, it's proven to be competing with the wrong beast. The fat catch is stuck in a bucket, and you can keep your obvious percentage. This argument has one rule: respect the package or notice the gun. The hard target's holding a one-way over the top. Clean hit. The street game's a simple trick. Play it out clear and loud, then disappear. An intuitive speculation and on the clock and by the book, you can argue over the hard way it took to make your bones. Every now and again, the consequence is frustrating. The house of cards is made of paper. There's no tax on wood.
Out. Gregory, you rock.
Yeah, we rockin'. Yeah. And, because that's, there's more, but I cut it. Hey.
All right, baby. Tell everyone how to find you, honey.
Oh, hey, go on YouTube. Look up Jimmy Space TV. Punch my name in, Gregory Schwartz. You can catch up on the new videos. That's a good way. I'll be doing Bamboozle, but that's in May, 1st and 2nd. I'll be performing at the Poets' Tent at Bamboozle. I'll be doing a one-on-one with the major recording artist Drake. Drake and I will be doing a one-on-one wrap-off with a huge prize, and that's like a name recognition thing. And what works best for most remains to this day, cost-efficient, kill the questioner, what's left of what once was in the comeback corner, you can kick around the background, kill the messenger, that's a nervous envelope, get the money. Hey, I love calling
awesome.
You in your show. Pisser.
All right, Gregory, hopefully,
okay, yeah, good luck, everything.
Snowstorm will bring you back.
Cool, I'll try to jump in as soon as I can.
All right, baby, thank you
right,
so
baby.
Much.
Yes, peace and love. Love you, Michael. Love you, not awesome stuff. Out.
Bye, man. I love it when he calls in. All right,
yeah,
who do we have now, Michael?
All right, now we're going to 816. You are on the air.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Wonderful, sweetheart. Who do we
poet?
Have?
Queen
Poet. Hi.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Okay, my poem is called Love. And here it goes. Why does love have to go like this? Have me feeling on cloud nine, been emotionally sick. So it's worth it. Just want to pursue the absolute happiness. Wondering what love will call my name. If I say, here I am, will I then get my soulmate? Days go by in the blink of an eye. So what do I do about love in the meantime? Sitting at the park, people watching. Going to the mall, window shopping. Doing all I can to try to understand. Want to be in the presence of a good black man. Give me one reason why I should continue to chase. The kind of love that is here to stay. What matters most is what's inside of me. A joyful feeling that only he can see. To be in beautiful moments of radiant bliss. With a man by my side, now there it is. Missing all which my heart desires. Until then, well, I'll let love continue to inspire.
And is that end poem?
Yeah.
Sweetheart, that was awesome. Are you in chat by any chance?
No.
They're asking me, they're saying that was some cute flow, and how old is she? She sounds so young. And
I know, I get that all the time. I'm 26. I'll be 27 in June.
That's awesome, baby girl. Honey, this is your first time calling in, correct?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. It is an absolute pleasure to have you here, and that was a beautiful, beautiful poem. If you get a chance, you can log into chat room by going to blogtalkradio.com/speakeasycafe, or you can hit the link on my Facebook page, and it'll take you to the show site and log into chat and join us and listen to the rest of the show if you'd like. And they absolutely loved your piece in there. So welcome to the show, and I'm hoping that you will bring something back next week.
Of course, of course.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Do you have a link?
Oh, yeah, I got several. I got Facebook, Clarissa Williams. I have Twitter, Queen Poet. I have MySpace, Queen Poet. I'm just Queen Poet.
Queen
you can
Poet?
Find me. You can Google me.
Wonderful. All right, sweetheart, we will hear from you next week, and thank you so much for coming and calling in and reading to us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, hon. All right, Michael, who do we have now?
All right, now we're going to go to 972. You're on the air.
Oh, that would be me. I can get off speakerphone. Okay, can you hear me, guys?
Oh, we can.
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thanks for having me back on again.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
And, this is Twisted Sister from Dallas, and I'm going to do a piece tonight called Here's to the Everyday Heroes. Here's to the everyday heroes, the ones working 9 to 5, 6s, 7s, and 8, the ones who drive across cities from home to work and back again trying not to be late. Hoping the cop on the shoulder misses them on the radar, praying that the engine in the car doesn't overheat, taking antidepressants, drinking coffee, and popping vitamins to stay on their feet. Here's to all the baby mamas holding it down, taking the train, bus, or walking to get around, working all day, then helping with homework at night, then feeding kids and breaking up fights before they even have a chance to sit down or rest their feet or eat, hoping to get out for a few while they're still light. Here's to all the big daddies coming home instead of the bar, walking in looking more like they've been run over by a car than working underneath them, pulling off their stinky shoes and popping the top on that beer they've waited for all day to drown their blues. Here's to everyone working in cubes in thankless jobs where the only answer is will do when they really want to say screw you, making the impossible possible as they wait for each paycheck so they can hand out what the government didn't take, hoping there's enough for groceries, housing, and other bills, and maybe enough left over for a few cheap thrills. Here's to those trying to make their own thing happen, the entrepreneurs and risk takers, wannabe money makers, barely getting by, believing in dreams, selling CDs, Avon, and other things. Here's to the ones who refuse to give up, working 9 to 5 and then school, because they know what's up. Here's to everyone who's buying lotto tickets, hoping to get rich, because for all of these heroes, the reality of all this work is that life is a bitch. End poem.
That was incredible. That was absolutely awesome, sweetheart.
Thank you.
So glad that you were able to get in tonight and read that with us. Will you please do me a favor and tell everybody how they can come over and show you some love?
I am on Facebook. I never remember it, so I'm going to post it here in the chat room. I'm also on the Poetry Showcase as Twisted Sister, and I'm adding those now in the chat room.
Awesome. All right, everyone, if you imagine if they go on to, let's see, it's everypoet.net/poetry/blogs/Twisted Sister. So everyone go over and show her some love. And, sweetheart, please, please come bring some more for us next week.
Thank you. It's always a joy to be on here. Peace and blessings, everybody.
Thank you, baby girl.
You too.
Okay.
All
right. Who's on the mic now?
All right. Just make sure. All right, next it's Robbie, baby.
Hey there. How you doing?
Hi, Robbie.
Doing hey there. I'll just jump right into my thing here, and I'll recite it a little quicker than usual, and it's called Watchers. I wrote this today. So here we go, and it's set to Puppet Master from Ghost in the Shell, the original soundtrack by Yoko Kanno. Nyla, they are watching you. As you sit in your chair in front of your glaring computer screen, the binary helix of zeros and ones scrolling by in the form of virtual code, they are reshaping you, coalescing you into an artificial identity, amalgamated by the search engine of your mind, manifested in the computer search engine that you use every day. Q, do you remember that search term you entered? That one that went candy, comma, cherry? In that search, 6 degrees of virtual separation, it lets you inadvertently to a site of debaucherous glee, sultry flesh and silky debauched revelry, being pixelated on your computer screen. They are watching you, as you are looking for the side effects of medicine that you have purchased for your ill brother. And the next day in your spam box, you see a tagline that says, "Try Viagra, 1 month free." Do you forget what it is you typed in the wee hours of the night? Is your hand nearly slumped on the keyboard? Flashes of instant messages popping up on your computer screen? That last message was an invite from a man you do not know, who says he lives in Timbuktu. In that momentary slump of your hand on the keyboard, it clicked on yes to his friend request. And now you are friends with a man in a mysterious country whose motivations are unknown to you. They are watching you. They are virtual, and yet more real than you could ever know, as they reduce your identity into an overly simplified formula of zeros and ones, answers to questions reduced to only yes and no. Do you want to take part in an online survey? No. Do you wish to accept an invite from this dating site? Yes. They reduce your mind to a binary state, and this is something that the human mind was never meant to be. For the human mind was meant to be multifaceted and free. So remember, Nyla, remember Q, the next time you log on to your computer, they are watching you, waiting to reduce you to a simplistic, reductionist identity. And that is Watchers.
Okay, Robbie, that was really, really creepy.
People don't expect that from me, eh? And it's like, it makes it, like, even more effective. It's like, oh, my God, that's Robert saying that?
I know. That was completely different. Seriously, that really was creepy. That's why I spend all my time out on the tire swing.
Yeah.
I'm only on the computer if I have to be.
Yeah.
But
and you're brave.
Really
because you wear all that nice clothes, all the nice clothes on your tire swing.
Doesn't everyone swing tire swings wearing high heels? What?
Yes.
That's awesome because it really is funny the way that they have ways of tracking every single thing that you do. You type in one time. I looked at cameras on the computer one time, and the next thing I knew, I'm getting all these ads for cameras in my emails, on my pages. It's like, it is spooky. But that was a really creepy poem. Don't ever read that to me again. I love your poetry, but that was 86 because that gave me shiver bumps. That was awesome, baby.
I think that would work well, and they'll do well in the Word Machinist. I have my links there in the chat room, and so you can find me at Creative Thinkers International, creativethinkersintl.ning.com for the majority of my work, and then there's the Dreamers Cafe, The Darker Side, for my newest stuff, and you could also find me at Flex Writers Cafe, posting challenges every day, and there's a Creative Poetry Corral, which is kind of like part of them that they do challenges as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. I absolutely loved your poem. Now the hair on the back of my neck is standing up. So next week you need to bring something sweet.
Sweet? Oh, I think I could handle that, Nyla.
Okay. Thank you so much, Robbie, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right, poets, we're trying to get through you guys fairly quickly. If you're on hold, please be patient and enjoy the show. You're listening to Speakeasy Cafe Open Mic Poetry Show, The Sound of Ink. And Michael, if you will bring us our next caller.
Sure will. Just real quick, remind anybody that has called in or is going to call in that when you do, if you want to read, just to hit one on your phone apparatus. But I'm actually going to, I saw this on here earlier, and then it disappeared, so I'm going to go ahead and take this one. Because I believe they were on hold way earlier. This is actually, I got three different 954 numbers, so this is 954-665. You're on the air.
Hello, yeah, that was me earlier. This is Poetizer. How are you?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Good, how are you? I'm glad I realized you were back.
Yeah, no problem. The name of this piece is called Mr. Man. My silence has been broken. Everybody knows about what you did to me because I have been on display for years. My curtains couldn't handle the particles scaling from my skeletons any longer. It was like an invisible tattoo that continued to create layers of denial and layers of confusion and layers of judgment. I mean, just one error after another, connecting me to dots that left holes in my heart. I allowed your malfunctions to scar my moments with darkness. My pain had to learn how to suppress itself for years until emptiness took over all of my tears. I didn't know who I was because you were being who you are. I knew you weren't supposed to touch me, but for some sick reason, you made me believe that it was okay for my body to gain this type of attention. My nose is starting to burn and my eyes are filling with water because I know right now at this very moment, this shit is happening to somebody else's daughter. Hating you was a part of my plan, but you know what? God said, no. I'm not going to allow him to destroy your entire self-worth with the manipulation of his hands. You see, Mr. Man, I bet you didn't know that you were chosen just like me. You see, God ordained all this to happen because he knew that these circumstances would produce a voice within my soul. You see, I'm chosen for greatness, Mr. Man. You were chosen as an instrument to totally disrespect my innocence. It was a process that had to be birthed in order for my words to grow into a story that would command the attention of nations. I didn't know who I was until you did what you were supposed to do. So for that alone, Mr. Man, I have to say thank you. In poem.
You know, what was amazing about that, right, is taking ownership of the good and bad in your life. Too many people let bad things happen to them and lean on it as a crutch and use it for playing a victim for the rest of their lives instead of realizing I went through this for a reason and I'm taking it and I'm moving forward. I always say you cannot embrace your future if your arms are full of your past. And that poem was such a beautiful, beautiful example of that feeling that I have, you know, how people just need to let go of things and go on. And that was a very powerful right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I have a book out called Raw Emotional Lyrics, www.poetizeronline.com, on Facebook, Poetizer, The Poet, and a fan page is Poetizer.
Awesome. All right, everyone, go over and show her some love. And, sweetheart, I hope you can make it back next week.
Thank you, most definitely. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Okay. Who's taking the mic next?
All right. There we go, back up here. And that next caller, sir, is from 832. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Q? Hey, Nyla.
Blue. You never called me back.
Sorry, girl. I'll give you a call back in finish the conversation, but this that kind of segues into what I'm going to read this evening, because this is basically I guess you could say, the foundational focus for what I'm going to be working on and doing for, well, pretty much for however long it takes, to be quite honest. I'm not really sure, you know, what kind of a time frame it's going to have. But the piece is called The Land Waits. And there comes a time for truth and renewal, when the land becomes the fragile shell between death and life and is ready to hear the words spoken, the songs and the psalms of dream, the visions received by the peoples of a first earth, ceremonies, sage smoke, the people dancing. The land waits, but the people do not come. There are no laughing children, no women authoring stories, no contemplative men with the signets of culture and understanding. They are dead. Genocide started centuries agone, when our blood flow was thick as the rivers with life. Neath the flesh tang of the black smoke that tasted of a village's death, and the words and the songs were lost within the thoughts of anguish and absolute sorrow, and the psalms were not spoken, and the dreams were not performed with the dances, and all is quiet, and the night becomes a smothering silence, and the land waits. Red earth in a stasis, a chrysalis of sleep, waiting. So soon I will gather my words and my sense of ceremony, and I will do what I can by my speech and the sound songs that I know. They will not be the same songs. They might not even be the right songs, but they are all that I have to offer. My works are my own, and they speak the stories of the peoples, my peoples of Red Earth. And though they be written in a captured tongue and not a root language of stones and red earth, they are the only words I have. And so I offer their meager sense of what has been done unto my lands in the four great directions. Four journeys I shall do what it is my right to do. I shall speak my words, my works, ragged though they be, unto the lands, offer what I have, and hope they will help, even just a little. I am not arrogant enough to think I can fix it. I am only a human being, a cracked vessel seamed with the silver and turquoise of my spirit gifts that serve to keep me whole. I can do nothing. I am only a human being. It is the spirit ones who can do everything. And thus, maybe they will be kind enough to listen to my offerings and be willing to help and grant me some small signs of hope for this my sacrifice. I am a child of Red Earth, and soon, yea, soon, I will begin, and I shall not stop till all is said, all is done, and these journeys, all these journey obligations of honor have been met and have been done well. Red Earth is ready, and the land waits. And boom.
You know, that was awesome. Every time you read, it's awesome. I always say that I need to think of new adjectives to use when you read. But I know that you're really excited about this vision quest, and that's what I'm calling it, that you're going on, and the travel. And the poetry that it's going to bring, and you need to call me tomorrow morning and finish filling me in on everything that's going on with that, because I'm real excited to hear about that. But, sweetheart, please, between now and then, tell everyone how they can come visit with you and get to know you as well.
Sure. You can come up onto myspace.com/soldierblue3, and that will find me.
Awesome.
And I'll be back next week with another work.
I know, I'm so excited. And poetry makes me wiggle.
I hear you.
Oh, Soldier Blue is so awesome. Thank you so much, baby. And they're showing you mad love in the chat room. Very cool. So.
I appreciate that.
All right, sweetie. You'll
have a good evening, and I will be listening in.
Okay, I will talk with you tomorrow.
I will. I'll call you.
Mm-hmm. All right, bye.
All right, be good, though.
Thanks.
Okay. Poets, I want to give you the lineup really quickly. I know that a lot of you have been on hold quite a while, and I want to tell you where you are in the lineup so that you know what to expect. Michael, actually, do you want to do that? Because you know where you are on the switchboard.
Yeah, sure, that's fine. Okay. And just so everybody know, there are two numbers that don't have the finger up. One of them is quite familiar. Thank you for listening. Yeah. And the other one is from 404. So I just want to let 404 know if you want to read, hit one. If not, you're cool. Don't worry about it. Just keep listening. But aside from that, there we go, 404, we'll read. The next caller will be, I'm not unmuting you yet, but the next caller will be from 856, and then we go 832, 215, and 301. There's a bunch more on hold after that, but do you want me to do all of them?
Yeah, go ahead so they know where they are.
Okay. All right, I ended on 301, and then there's Dan here is on home, and then we have the 404, and then we actually get two 954s and then a 608. And there's somebody else on there who just dropped, so if I see that number again, I will take them in proper order. But for now, we are going to go up to 832, you are on the air.
832, are you with us?
Well, I mean, I was on there. I don't know if there's another 832.
Oh. All right. Okay.
Sorry,
go ahead. Take the next one.
See, man. You see what you do with this lineup thing? All right.
I know.
215, you are on.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Yep, we got you.
Hi. This is my first time calling in.
Well, welcome,
hello?
Sweetheart.
Excellent.
Thank
welcome.
You. My name is Leisha Brown. I'm calling representing Lifestyle Poems. I'll get right to it. My poem is called Negative Thinking. Negative thinking will surely bring about a frown when you are trying to look uphill and someone else is looking down. Negative attitudes around you can mess up a graceful role when you are trying to go forward and reach a particular goal. I sit there constantly telling myself, don't worry, the best is yet to come. While others say I can't do it or I won't make it, and there my mind starts to run. Running from the hope, the faith, and the wonderful determination, the belief that I can succeed is now clouded by doubt, fear, and frustration. My beautiful joy corrupted, for you choose to be blue. Encouraging words I would offer up, joy I wouldn't take from you. Why do we choose to look at those few things that went wrong in our lives today? Whereas God has blessed us with so much, but we choose to complain. Why not pray? We'd rather complain of being tired, or something not working, or some he says, she said, instead of saying, God, thank you, I love you, and ask for scripture for the day should be read. Why are we not more mindful of the words that come out of our mouths? Our words being sharp, cunning, and hurtful, and yet this fire is so easy to douse. So do you constantly choose to praise Satan, whereas God has blessed you with so much today? Food, shelter, life, and love in a heartbeat, but to God we choose not to pray. We seem to let our minds manifest on a few things that got on our nerves. My silly child, God must say, can't you see Satan behind those nerves? Let's speak about those nerves, which seemingly get agitated hour after hour, forgetting that God has placed them there, as well as muscles and veins that connect like a perfect tower. We tend to let our minds concentrate fully on negative vibrations, forgetting the one who formed them, our brains, and saved every man from every nation. So the next time you are imposed by someone who insists on being blue, tell them that you can't take that trip, for you have a mission to do. A beautiful assignment given straight from the man up above to be more grateful, to be more prayerful, and to show nothing but love.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Leisha Brown. Honey, that was amazing. You had, I was reading your Facebook page, and it said, I'm reading on the radio, and I'm scared. You did awesome.
Oh, petrified.
Amazing, baby girl. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you finally made it on the air
and stuck
in there on hold. Will you do me a favor? You guys, not only is she an incredible poet, but she's a really, really sweet girl, and she's beautiful, too. Wait till you see her picture.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Will you tell everybody how they can come find you and visit him?
You can hit me on Facebook at Leisha Brown, L-E-E-S-H-A, or I have my webpage at lifestylepoems.com.
Wonderful. And are you in the chat room?
No, I was trying to figure out how to get on it, but I couldn't.
Okay. I'll tell you how to get in there next week so you can come in and visit with us. All right.
What was the name of your site?
Lifestyle Poems. Yes.
Okay. .com.
.com, yes.
All right, sweetheart. And I hope that you will make it back here next week and read some more.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, baby.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. You want to take our next caller, Michael?
I sure do.
You're so awesome. I appreciate you so much.
I'm not awesome, but thank you. let's see, does this work? 301, you are on the air.
Hello?
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 Yep.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah, we can hear you, bud.
Okay, I was just taking you off speaker. How y'all doing?
Doing wonderful.
My name is,
how you doing?
That's good. My name is Eric Butler, and my first time was last week when I read a poem about my father because he's gravely ill. He's up in the age. But I postponed reading my Valentine's Day poem, so I'm going to read that one today.
Awesome.
And it's called My Turn Now. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yep, I got you.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Of all the days throughout the year, our anniversary, you disappear. And I really thought you were sincere. Can I ask you why, my dear? Of all the days, you left me out. It brings to mind my fear and doubt. Do I decide another route? Oh, you don't like it when I shout. Of all the days, this was ours. Where's my card? I get no flowers. Looks like I need a long, hot shower. And to think you used to give me power. Of all the days, this was the one. Instead, I feel you're poking fun. You really want me to say you won? Is it ending? It just begun. So where were you the other day? What, you don't have nothing to say? I won't go. You can stay. But you'll be looking for me next Valentine's Day. End point.
Well, that wasn't so mushy, was it?
It was their anniversary, but the anniversary just happened to be on Valentine's Day. And instead of letting him go because of the kids, she'll say, but hey, don't look for her next time.
I always want to see the Hallmark cards that say what we really feel like. You're an asshole, but you're my asshole, and I love you.
That's right.
All right, sweetie. Tell everyone how to come find you.
Okay, you can reach me on Facebook, facebook.com/rejuvenator. And I just wrote a play entitled Don't Tell Grandma I Met Him Online, and it's playing in Maryland right now at the Suitland High School. And we're going to be doing them. Other places.
Well, remember, we want to see pictures, so make sure you post some.
Oh, yeah, I have some posted on my... Go to facebook.com/rejuvenator, and I was just at the Frank Silver's Writer's Workshop in New York City. I drove my cast up there Saturday, and we met Garland Lee Thompson, the renowned director who's been handling that workshop for 37 years, and they love my play. So hopefully we'll be doing great things with it.
Awesome. So proud of you, sweetie, and I cannot wait to hear from you next week. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in and share with us.
Thanks for listening to me. Bye-bye.
Thanks, babe. Okay, who is our next poet, Michael?
All right. Our next poet would be one Demir Celine. You're on
Yo.
Here.
Yo, can you not hear me?
Hello.
Yep. We got you.
Yo, I'm sorry I wasn't on last week, but I was kind of busy with certain things, but I really wanted to get on. Basically, hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Basically, my poem is about women and how powerful they are mentally. So this poem is called Letter to the Opposing Man. Okay. Lately, I've been down in the blues. I wasn't accepted like Walt Disney did the Jews. Penelope at the cruise is like Penelope in my vision. Penelope in my vision will be light and have ambition. She'll have a pot to piss in. She'll never be dismissing. She'll be friendly to people if they were adults or an infant. Muslims or a Christian. Christian or a Jew. Believe it or not, she would have broke her neck just for you. It was Adam and Eve, never Adam and Billy. If there's not a woman's world, goddamn, you must be silly. Goddamn for your mindset. Goddamn for my pity. I hate that I hear your voice when I travel to every city. 9 months it took my soul to make a structure on this earth. It cooled hell down and soothed heaven's holy thirst. And it was time for my birth. She blessed me on my level. She said I am a god, never fearing out for devils. She said that there are hypocrites around me, and hypocrites surround me. And if I die tomorrow, I wonder how they're going to find me. Hypocrites can put a small hole into the deepest. I gave them all my strength, yet I was seen to receive the weakness. They put on a false act so they can be accepted. Run tracks of false claims, yet it is so deceptive. Like they need a keyboard to express their every thought. Secretly, they will criticize the little things I bought. If it came down to world problems, they will be a fraction. Because my passion and your fashion is their one evil attraction. If it's time for action, they will never use their fists. They will use their mouth to stir the heat and add more to the piss. Time to send them to the abyss. Let them sleep lonely and silent. Hopefully, it will cool my level of violence. And if they think they're taking my last hope away, my middle finger points happily and says, have a nice day. Poem.
That was incredible. You know, you got a really smooth way of reading, too. It's actually a pleasure to hear you read, sweetie.
Thanks.
No problem. No, thank you. You know, everyone says thanks to us. No, we thank you. All right, baby, tell everyone how to find you.
I'm going to basically paste my Facebook onto the chat, so got that, just pasted it right now, so there you look.
Well, there's a lot of people listening who aren't in the chat, so I would love to be able to share you with them as well. So if you
that's sure, I saw facebook.com/phenomenal1, the one spelled w-u-n, just all together.
Wonderful. All right, sweetheart, I'm gonna hold my breath till you call in next week.
That's cool.
Wonderful, thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay, who is our next caller?
All right, next would be, or will be, 404. You're on the air.
Hi. Hello, you hearing me?
We can.
Yep.
All right, cool. My name is Electa. I'm calling from Atlanta. And
oh, hello, sweetheart.
Yeah, how you doing? This is my first time calling, so, you know. Anyway, I try to get into it. It's called Divine Eternity Vivacious Angel. I'm go ahead and begin. Untangle me from your tangles, just enough for me to dangle from a distant angle, to look at you from afar, and still remember your texture and love your complexion. I know this perception just for collection, to project the projection into the section of my brain that stores my memory in depth in, so I never forget when I made it to heaven on the number 7 bus to destiny, seeking pleasantly for the truth of my heart, because it likes to question me. Then I see my stop, and my entire blood drop. Now I'm at your precinct locked in cuffs and links, lovingly hot and smoldering, even enough for me to try to go at it again. Even when I thought that love had forsaken a friend, you were there shaking me. Now I know knowingly, and again I dream doubtingly, giving and breaking truth. I knew you could taste me too, like an ice-cold glass of water and sound, just to cool you down, to cool. Behold, the maker of knees met, in between your knees drips, that support of each hip, filling the whole world in my hands, and the intense sweat, examining comedic, kinetic, magnetic muscle endurance, seismographers recording each quake of our body's assurance, that we are flying, and ain't gonna come down. Once our currents set in motion, we might light up 10 towns on the aura of simplicity, metaphysical liberty, get deeper with each involution of synergy, and you're an angel in the sense of a minister in the all-beaming realm of the galaxy, our own reality, where none can gather me, one like the faculty, because when you're in front of me, it creates an infinity. I've made it a habit now of bringing you into me, like two soulful entities traveling through serenity, witnessing many enemies, and not even the four elements could rally against us. Time is really worthless, because since we've been together, we've become the aim, subject of the purpose.
You know, one of the things I absolutely love about performance poetry, and one of my favorite things in poetry, is internal rhymes. When they aren't, writing structured poetry is really hard for me. But I think it's even harder to write internal rhymes into poetry well and be able to speak it so that it comes out lyrically And you do that amazingly. It is absolutely incredible hearing you read that.
Thank you.
The way you put like three words that go together, but it doesn't sound. That was awesome. I'm very impressed. Beautiful read.
Thank you. I'm gonna try to get on the Blog Talk Radio. My name is Alexa. It's ELEKPTAH, and I'm gonna try to get up on there and put my Facebook up on there and try to get back next week if I do it. But I appreciate y'all for having me.
Absolutely love to hear some more from you, poet. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. We've had some great new callers tonight. This is awesome. And some of our very favorite regular callers. What an amazing night this is.
Absolutely.
We have six callers on hold right now. We're going to get through you guys quickly, so because I know some of you have been waiting a while. You're listening to the Speakeasy Cafe Open Mic Poetry Show, The Sound of Ink. And Michael, I would love it if you would bring us another poet.
I think I can do that.
See, you know I couldn't do this show without you. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
No.
Okay,
ask people.
All right, so we've got two callers from the same area code. So I'm going to read the area code plus the first digit from the rest of your number. So be ready for that. So I'm going to go 954... Two, you're on the air.
Hey, that's 226, ain't it?
It is.
What's happening? All right, hey, it's Worksmith. Sorry.
Hey, you?
What's happening? How is everyone?
Oh, it's so good to hear from you.
You're real cool. All right. I'm going to just cut it because I talk too much. So this piece is called Jacob. And if anyone knows what Jacob means, it kind of means like supplanter or like deceiver, you know. So piece called Jacob, and it's a real dark piece, but it's pretty fire. And I'm sorry if it gets loud, okay?
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
All right, let's go. He wrestles with his faith to keep a smile on his face. Every place he goes, he still gives praise despite those that try to take it away. He says he will make it all okay. But he's not all okay. His spirit is broken. He's not always full of faith and hoping like he's hopping away. Everybody sees him and sees his love within and tells him he is so full of joy, but inside he is broken and wrestling with these questions and feels like he is being destroyed. Inside he is still just a little boy, shy, timid, and coy, and born again. In the earth, his age is worth like 26. But in Christ, he was born just a little over a year ago. And he's finally starting to stand on his own, like a thought with trying to stand all alone. But when gravity kicks in and his left foot steps too fast for the right, he begins to realize where it is he must fight. Within, he is shattered. If pieces of a puzzle could describe this person, he would be like a jack without the box, like a hole without the fox, like a mole without the caps. He stops and stares at the star, looking for the one that God had put there as some sign somewhere to tell him that he is not that far off. Still recovering from all the smoke, still discovering what it means to hope and to walk by faith. He is safe. But after all these recent actions, he is asking, where is the God of Abraham, to heal my broken heart. See, somewhere along the line, a few steps back in time, somebody got into his mind that being Christian meant you were happy and fine, because they all seem so content. But his nights are spent without as much prayer as he needs. Inside he bleeds. He reads. He pleads with his God, just please answer his needs and his wants. But he sees no response. No answer. So ashamed to talk with a brother, thinking that this may mean that his faith is slim, as that maybe he isn't really saved or forgiven. He keeps on walking, shoveling up a fake face to replace the disgrace he thinks his broken heart will place on the God that has gave him so much grace. He begins to chase this bitter feeling inside, asking God why, and then thinking that asking that, that for some reason he didn't really trust, but what he shouldn't really trust was this spirit within telling him he shouldn't be asking God these types of questions, because he wants to just believe, but it's hard to just believe in these things you can't see. I mean, he lives like paycheck to paycheck, if even that. Sleeps on a piece of canvas that is just big enough to fit his feet up to his neck. He hasn't slept on a real bed in more than 2 years, and his nights are spent filled with more than just tears. His peers never realize that his eyes are swollen so tight that sometimes his sight becomes a distant memory. He begins to scream, telling God how he can't stand it. And not even sure what that means, he repeats it over and over again until he enters into what you would call like a frenzy. His friendly face finally fades and he calls out to God over and over again, saying, I can't stand. I can't stand. I can't stand. Why? Why? And as he crawls on the floor, begging God to not make him endure all of the pain inside that is so sure, he opens his eyes to this, like, close encounter. In this haze as he slays and he prays, he finally lifts up his face, and his first instinct was to freak out. He leaps back, unable to register what it was he saw in the pitch black darkness of this closed chapel. And as the images of light get reflected through his mind, his thoughts begin to search and probe. And he realizes what he's seen that night. It was the reflection of light in a dark room through a white robe. Thank you.
Dang, hon.
Are
you in the chat room?
No, I'm never in the chat room. I'm technologically inclined. I don't even know how to do all that stuff. I got a cell phone. I got a computer, but I don't know how to use it.
They were talking about, in fact, Magnus just wrote, emotionally charged piece depicting the internal struggle between man and his inner demons. Passionate plea to God for the wisdom and guidance. Powerful read. They absolutely loved it in the chat room. Absolutely wonderful. You need to tell your fans how to come find you, my dear.
I'm on Facebook, and I am on MySpace. I don't really go on MySpace too much, but MySpace is .com/ just the letter J, Wordsmith. Just like how it sounds, like a blacksmith, but words.
I'm on Facebook too. You can just, you can probably just search for Jay Wordsmith, J A Y, Wordsmith, and you'll see me. It's a picture of me talking too much, like always. doing what I do, you know.
Baby, it's a pleasure when you find time to call in and read, and I'm hoping that you do every chance you get because I love hearing your words. And the chat room and the other poets do as well. You're very inspiring.
Thank you, thank you. It all comes from him who gave it to me, and I give it to others, man. I'm only a servant. I love you guys, though, all right? Get at me.
We love you too, Sudhi. We'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
All right, you got two fingers?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got an index finger and a middle finger, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Hold those two fingers up and then turn them to the side.
Okay.
You don't get it? Oh, and then turn them to the side. Come on, man. Chuck a deuce.
Okay. My bad.
Peace, all right?
All right, goofball.
Later.
We love you, sweetie. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Yeah, Musta.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay. Who do we have next, Michael?
All right, well, now we... Oh, wait. Now we have... Sorry, my fault. Clicked the wrong one. Now we have an international call. I believe this is Francois. Oui?
Hello. Bonjour.
Hello, sweet girl.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, it's Francois. I have a poem that's currently on my blog. Might be a bit controversial. It wasn't meant to be, but it's called Birth Song. She always said birth was a miraculous thing, and she was known as that woman who was always pregnant. Every neighborhood has one, perpetually pregnant, yet she had no baby in her arms. She had given birth 4 times. The first child was too sickly to live at home. The following 2 had been taken away from her because she'd been unable to cope, although she felt in retrospect she had coped quite well, and the last child she had sold to a childless woman. But it wasn't for the money, not a bit. It was for the miracle. Birth is a miracle, she said, and she had wanted to share it. Then she promised to be good, to settle down, to be responsible. But she saw the corn in summer, the hush of the blueness of the sky, the lush of the land in deep fertility. And she met that man, hard and cynical. She asked him, how would you like to be part of a miracle? I don't believe in miracles, he said, his eyes hard with life's wounds and trials. Not anymore. I can make you believe again, she told him, and she began to sing her birth song to him. She lay down with him beneath the willow tree, a part of nature in tune with every season. Stay with me. That time when she gave birth, the snow was crisp in a cold, stark winter without any lights, and nothing felt right. Tremulous tears in the night. The social services placed the baby with the family, threatened her with all sorts of rules and regulations. You must be good, they said. Do be responsible. And for 3 long seasons, she was. But then she saw that man sitting nursing that one cup of coffee. He was dressed in rags and nobody noticed him. His eyes were dead from the hard city battles. The season was full harvest, heavy with life's promise of produce. The earth was yielding, offering up all it had to give. And she was overwhelmed with the fecundity in the air. And the man's eyes were soft and filled with gratitude. And beneath the grime and the pain, he was really quite beautiful. I can elevate you to the status of the gods, she whispered. Come with me, take my hand. She led him to where the wild stream trickles, humming her birth song all along the way. She asked him, how would you like to be part of a miracle. The fifth end poem.
Wow, baby, that was incredible.
Nice.
Merci.
That was absolutely wonderful. And you're right. I mean, it is a very controversial thing, but there, we all know someone like that. I mean, we can all tell a story about that girl.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. All it's right. Part of my mythology. A little bit real, a little bit surreal things that go on in cities. And I found with this one, they either love it or hate it. But, I stand by it. Let's put it that way.
It was amazing. Sweetie Pie, please tell me. You have so many fans. Absolutely so many fans that love hearing you when you call in and read.
Oh, thank you so much. That's
not
very
just
kind
because
of
you look
you.
Like a supermodel or your incredibly beautiful voice, but your poetry is just so powerful, and you write about subjects and things that are just amazing. I mean, you're definitely not the typical type of a writer, and I love hearing what you bring. So,
thank you very much, Nyla.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, well, I'll move on and let someone else come in, and I'll be listening in chat.
Tell us your name, sweetie.
Okay. Au revoir for now.
No.
Oh.
That's why we need your link so people can come visit you.
Yes, I'm only on MySpace, and it's on, at the moment, in chat, seb121, myspace.com. That's
wonderful.
Where you can find me.
Wonderful. All right, sweetheart, we will watch for you next week, and I can't wait to see what you bring.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. And au revoir. Au revoir for
au revoir.
Now.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
This is so adorable. Okay, who do we have now, Michael?
All right, now we're going to go back and get that other 954. You are on the air.
Greetings.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hi,
this is Haiti Blues.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
hi, baby.
Hey, how's it going? What's going on, Mike?
It's been too long since you've called in. I'm putting you in the poetry corner.
Well, you know, things are very busy on my end, you know. A lot of things, especially with the earthquake, so.
Exactly. Well, I'm just happy you're here now.
Yeah, just so you guys know, the people aren't getting the food and the supplies and what they need, despite what you see on the tell lie. It's doing exactly that, telling lies. So there are alternative methods. If you'd like to donate, you can go to www.changeiscomingcampaign.com or www.earthoutreachinternational.org. And those are alternative methods of donation and stuff like that. So. Anyway, let me go ahead and drop something. And we're going to go a little something like this. Kapan ki munu ye. Kapan ki munu ye. Kapan ki munu ye. Oh. Kapan ki munu ye. Kapan ki munu ye. Kapan ki munu ye? Oh, rise with our ancestors, we are our answers. Get liberated, vibe, and just vibrate and dance with us. We be the spiritual peace. We gods and goddesses, we ain't in the turning no cheeks, no. We ain't promoting no beasts, we just kundalini rising as 2012 speaks, yeah. Hey, yo, we bringing that heat that manifests from our inside like our African beats. Know thyself and be transformed. We raising up our frequencies. Naturally, it's time for us to be reborn. Get your Africa on. No longer will we internalize these personalized storms. We are forever family. Worldwide natures engaging in healthy conversations. Healing ourselves within throughout our melanations and throughout our galaxy. This ain't Armageddon verse, it's our spiritual resurrection. As we speak African truth to fallacy, children of the sun, pay very close attention. Our spiritual awakening is happening. Kapon ki munu ye nu moun Afriken. Nou orijin la la se premen nou ye. Ase se la fe betis mal edve. Je vomi nou ye. Anda ke nou ye die. Li tan pou si spon mette tet nou asan. Lui ave la fosa an bel solusyon. Kone estra ou zon nou pran liberasyon. Changement à venir, so moon wa, let's be one. We are fam, we're family. Yeah, oh, c'est famille nous, yeah, yeah, oh. Rise with our ancestors, we are our ancestors. Get liberated, vibe, and just vibrate and dance with us. We be that spiritual peace, we gods and goddesses. We ain't into turning no cheeks, no. We ain't promoting no beasts, we just kundalini rising as 2012 speaks, yes. Ayo, we bringing that heat that manifests from our inside like our African beats. Know thyself and be transformed. We raising up our frequencies naturally. It's time for us to be reborn. Get your Africa on. Get your Africa on. We are forever family. Worldwide natives engaging in healthy conversations. Healing ourselves within throughout our melanations and galaxies. This ain't Armageddon for us. It's our resurrection as we speak African truth to fallacy. Children of the sun, pay very close attention. Our spiritual awakening is happening. Kapwan ki mounou ye nou moun Afrike. Nou original la se premen nou ye. Ase se la fe betisman let ve. Se fami nou ye anda ke nou get ye. Li tan pou si spon mette tet nou ansam. Li yon fe la fosa an bel solusyon. Kone estwa ou jan nou bon liberasyon. Chajman ap vini so moun wa let's be one. Yeah, get your Africa on. It's the key to the game and yo we Africa zone. Yeah. We coming through cause we some G's, baby. Goddesses and gods, we spiritually free, baby. Know about our African histories and our spiritualities. Loot the fake mentalities they play on radio with TV. We 3.2 million, yo, we ancient like the own. Melanation is reborn, that's who we rep, that's who we be. See? Lose the hateration, the egos. Be about your nation, family, and peoples. Know thyself. Be like Haru, he's a hero. Original Christ figure, he ain't no zero. Resurrection. Be like a hawk, not an eagle. Because God is a woman for real. Sankofa. So know our story, keep it true. From Mama Africa's point of view, then no longer be confused. It'll be your right to choose life. We cosmic children on the rise. 2012 is our time. Know thyself, you know the lies. And you'll be like, right. Kapwan ki mounou ye nou moun Afrike. Nou original la se premen nou ye. Ase se la fe betis malet ve. Se fami nou ye anan ke nou get ye. Li tan pou si spon mette tet nou ansam. Li yon ve la fosa an bel solusyon. Kone estwa ou jan nou ban liberasyon. Chanjman ap vini so moun wa let's be one. We, the black cosmic children are awakening. Give up this whack ass faking. Don't be mistaken, no mistaken. When you feel those blissful harmonic internal sensations from truthful revelations, that's just the deity explosions and our lateral transmutations activating, taking its rightful placements. We have treasures beyond our wildest imaginations. We must recognize our African spiritualities and cultures and value her and realize that we are forever sacred. Understand who we are, for we're African. We are the original first on the planet. Stop selling, not acting up, no respect. It's family, we are in our hearts. We have God and self-hate, make changes and play your part. Lose the amnesia and raise up the bar. We are the stars, know who we are. We are the stars, know who we are. Kapwan ki mounou ye nou moun Afrike. Nou original la se premen nou ye. Ase se la fe betis malet bre. Se fami nou ye anda ke nou gen die. Li tan pou si spon mette tet nou ansam. Li yon ve la fosa an bel solusyon. Kone estwa ou jan nou pren liberasyon. Chanjman ap vini so moun wa. Let's be one. One, l'union fait la force, and unity there is strength. Peace.
Haiti Blues, you are incredible to listen to. It's like a roller coaster brain, a ride in the brain, and following along, and it's awesome. I absolutely love it when you call in, and you don't do it nearly enough.
Thank you.
I understand life and all that stuff, but just know that when you're not here, how dearly you're missed.
Well, thank you. You know, the products and everything, you know, they're coming soon. So And I'll be on a Haiti mixtape relief compilation that's going to be coming out too. So,
is that Queen Unique's thing? Or?
Yeah, that's Queen Unique.
Cool. I'm on that. I'm gonna be on that
so,
too.
So, you know, so if anybody want to get in touch with me, you can go to www.myspace.com/HAITIBLEZ. I don't really use it that much, but it's still a medium. Twitter, www.twitter.com/HAITIBLEZ. And you can also add me as a fan on Facebook, HAITIBLEZ. And, you know, that's the first one. So, you know, my mixtape is still coming. It's just had to, you know, kind of deal with this first, but it's still coming. So, oh, yeah. And I'm going to be in North Carolina. Anybody want to come through North Charlotte, North Carolina? March 20th, me and Christopher K.P. Brown going to bring it down. So.
Awesome. All right, everyone, go over and show him some love and Haiti Blues, baby. It was great to hear you, and try to call in more often if you can, sweetheart.
I appreciate it, Nyla. Mike, you guys, have yourselves a great night. Peace and love, Speaky.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You too, man. Good to see you again. Hear from
you. All right, who's on the mic now, Michael?
I'll answer. I'm Link Challenge, apparently, tonight.
Okay. You're listening to Speakeasy Cafe Open Mic Poetry Show, The Sound of Ink. We have 19 minutes left and about 5 callers, so we're going to kind of do speed poetry here and make sure that we get you all on in time. Last week we had a problem with the switchboard ending when it wasn't supposed to, so I want to make sure that we get you all on. So whenever you're ready, Michael.
Okay. That would bring us to 608. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes, we can.
All right. This is One Sapien. It's my
Hello.
First time on.
Welcome, sweetheart.
Welcome.
Thank you. I don't know if I'll have time. What I've got are actually two short pieces. I had a close friend of mine die last summer. Hit me really hard. He's actually 3 hours older than me. So, my friend, my fraternity brother, over the years I have thought of you often and wondered if you were well. To be honest, I was too afraid to reach out and call you because of the depression and anxiety which has plagued my life for 18 years. Now it's too late, because I just found out you died of a heart attack at the young age of 47. You were one of my two best friends in high school, and we became fraternity brothers in college. Oh, Tim, I feel so sad. I have thought about you so much over the years, but I was afraid you wouldn't want to hear of my pain. Now the pain is worse. I feel so powerless because I will never be able to speak with you again, my friend, my brother. Please forgive me for being so selfish, for thinking only of my pain and not wanting to burden you with it. You are my friend. You are my friend and my fraternity brother. Hell, we were born on the same day of the same year. A sec here. Yeah. Little computer glitch here. Yeah, my browser jumped out in front of me. I feel that a part of my heart has been torn away. Please forgive me for not trusting you as someone I could lean on. Please forgive me for not staying in touch, even though I did my best to keep up with what you were doing with your life through a mutual fraternity brother. Now you are gone, and I feel so very sad that I will never get a chance to meet your wife, your son, or your daughter, and that now I will never be able to speak and laugh with you again. I will do my best to hold on to our memories, to honor our memories. And when I think of you, I will laugh and cry. I will remember the crazy times we shared drinking and chasing women and driving fast. I will never forget you sold me my first car, a 1967 Mustang Fastback with a 3-speed. Did you know I still have the 351 Cleveland motor? It's patiently waiting for a new home. When it's on the road again, I'll give you a shout, and I will remember my first ride in the Mustang with you. Meanwhile, I will cherish your friendship and for being your brother, always. The chains that bound you to this earth now broken, your long journey into the night begun, I pray you have now found the light. May your spirit rise to the heavens and be unbound by your newfound immortality. Peace to you always, my friend, my brother. That's it.
That was awesome. You know, it's it's a real difficult thing to write about loss, and you brought that into such a personal tone. And I think that a lot of people, I mean, we've all lost somebody at one point, and I think that there's a lot of us that can relate to that, and I really appreciate you reading something so personal and absolutely amazingly well written. Will you do me a favor, sweetheart, because we're running really short on time, will you please tell everybody how to come find you and visit with you, and if you could, please call in again next week and share some more with us?
Sure. Yeah, the easiest way, I'm on MySpace. Still a little paranoid about giving my name out, so I just use my pen name. The easiest way to find me on MySpace is one word, Poetry in the Wind.
Okay, wonderful.
I'm a friend of Audrey Michelle's, if any of you know her.
She's incredible. Yeah, she's a real good friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, sweetheart, I look forward to hearing more from you next week, and I am so thankful you found your way here and called in and shared that with us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I enjoyed it.
Oh, we did too, very much. Look forward to more. Okay, Michael, who do we have now?
All right, now. Wait a minute. That was just 608, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. I believe this would be a Skype caller. You got a Skype person?
You talking to me?
We are.
We are.
Okay. This is Ashu Solo. How are you doing?
Hey, you. Welcome.
Hey. Thanks. Okay, this poem is called Freedom Over Fear, and it was published by Op-Ed News. So, Freedom Over Fear. Fearness leads to liberty. Fearfulness leads to tyranny. There are two types of voters, those who choose fairness over fearfulness, and those who choose fearfulness over fairness. The fair citizen votes for freedom over fear, civil rights over civil wrongs, civil liberties over civil tyrannies. The fearful citizen votes for fear over freedom, civil wrongs over civil rights, civil tyrannies over civil liberties. The fair and courageous citizen believes give him liberty or give him death. The fearful and cowardly citizen believes take away his liberty or he might receive death. There are more fear voters than fearful voters when the Democratic Party for civil libertarians defeats the Republican Party for authoritarians. More fearful voters than fear voters when the Republican Party for authoritarians defeats the Democratic Party for civil libertarians. Republicans incite people's fearfulness. Democrats appeal to people's fairness. Don't cower in fearfulness. Stand up for fairness. America was meant to be the land of the free and the home of the brave, not the land of the oppressed and the home of the cowards. So the fearful better grow a spine. Giving away liberty does not buy security. Liberty is most of security. Without decreasing liberty, let's start increasing security. The seed of liberty grows peace and prosperity. So our only fear should be a fear. Then the future won't be owned by fear. The future will be owned by freedom. That's it.
Absolutely wonderful, sweetheart. I am so glad that you found your way here and shared that with us today. And since it's your first time calling, make sure that you give us your URL so we can come visit with you.
Okay, you can find me at amgsolo.com, and you can find this poem on Op-Ed News, or you can find a link to this poem at amgsolo.com.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, thank you so much, honey, for calling in and sharing that with us. It was a treat, and I look forward to hearing more from you.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Okay, who do we have now? Three callers, 10 minutes. Go,
yeah,
Michael.
We can do this.
We can?
Yeah. 509, you are on the air.
Hey, it's Christy Says.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hi.
How are you?
It's so good to hear from you.
Good. I missed the first hour. I was all upset, and then I saw there was another one, so I'll just read quick and get out of the way. You have a choice. You can hear door-to-door Jesus, or this is not. Oh, my computer just shut down. That's awesome. Put me on hold, and if you get to me at the end, I'll read it real quick when it comes back up.
All right, baby.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, well, that sucks. Okay, we'll go then with 843. You are on the air.
Peace and poetry, everybody. This is Nine Elements.
Hey, Nine Elements. How are you, baby?
I'm doing pretty good.
What you got
right,
for us tonight?
I actually have a piece tonight which starts out dealing with censorship, but it can be taken with any particular battle that artists have, and this is called Choose Your Battles. We've all got struggles to face on a daily basis, some finding temptations for waterfall chases, low-income situations, or fighting against racists. But whatever the case is, we poets put it in the thesis and bring it to life through verbal kinesis in honor of the master gift-giver, Jesus. And not every poem will be a poem that pleases. But a lesson I've learned from the critique I've received is one that comes from chapter 4:29 of the book of Ephesians, and believe me, it has many meanings. But the whole point of each one of your readings is to implant a positive spiritual seedling inside the ground of a soul in need. We need not judge each other recklessly, and we've all been guilty of bad deeds. The Bible says that no man is without the spot of sin, so self-righteous stances can often cause us to lose friends. Many times we feel as though we stand alone when facing the accusations of others, but like Jesus, I say let the sinless cast the first stone. Now, I don't cuss much, but I know poets that do, and I don't consider them any more or less true over the way they choose to let their poetic truth-spilling occur. And likewise, I don't judge crowds of not hearing certain words as what they prefer. But I do think it's phony to use other people as an excuse to have a control issue over the way I spit my truth. But nevertheless, I could take your request into serious consideration. Most of my poems are written without them in case there's a soul out there that desperately needs this inspiration. I can't miss opportunities to reach other souls fighting over a personal preference, and I don't make this option because of parents, children, or church pastors slash so-called reverence. The whole point of me spitting is to give poetic perspective given by the Most High, and if someone felt it, then I've accomplished my objective. I don't lose any integrity, nor do I lose any friends. I'm adaptable to situations without having to pretend, and I can wage a personal battle, but what would it profit in the end? Honestly, being the poet I am, I don't have that kind of time to spend on what someone else has to say. As imperfect as I am, I roll with God, so roll with us or move out of the way, because this isn't about me, but about letting his inspirations prevail, whether I give something away or make it valuable through sales. One soul may be lost if I insist on my own way, and when I answer to him, what would be acceptable to say? The truth would be that I didn't reach that one who remained uninspired that day, knowing God used that critic to open my eyes and I still went astray. I'm not saying anything against anyone, but when it comes to battles, the one for poets has just begun. And I don't believe that our cause will be won if we're not open to opinions that will help us reach that one. And you never know who that one may be. And it's because I love my fellow poets that I'm making this plea. Quit thinking to yourself, every trial is about me. Before you write, pray for wisdom, and choose your battles carefully. Peace.
You know, I always say, you know, what is someone's responsibility being a poet? And that was absolutely a beautiful example of an answer that is just perfect. Sweetheart, I absolutely love it when you call in and read. And if you would please do me the honor of sharing you with everyone that's listening and give your link out.
The one link that you can catch all of my material at is Nine Elements, that's spelled NYNEELEMENTZ.webs.com.
Absolutely wonderful. And I hope that you get a time or a chance to call next week, because it is always a pleasure to hear you read, sweetheart. You're awesome.
I appreciate it.
Thank
you, everybody.
So much,
peace,
baby.
Poetry, and prismatic dreams.
Indeed. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love hearing him read. All right, Michael, you want to bring us our next caller?
I do indeed. And that would
How many callers do we have left? Two?
Yeah, well, one's Christy. I don't know if her computer came back on.
All right, Christy, we've got 4 minutes left, so we're going to unmute you, but don't say anything yet. We've got the other caller online, and then we'll come to you. So that way, in case we go into archives, we've got you, okay?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and unmute Christy, and then bring on 914.
Yep, 914, you are on the air.
Hey, what's good, y'all? It's Na'akua calling in tonight.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I would like to share a poem called At the Well. I'm going to just get into it. As she spiraled down a tunnel of her own self-pity, her self-worth cried out a dire need of sympathy, refraining from help pushing herself into deception, allowing that man to say no need for contraception, continuously being borrowed to accomplish her own emptiness, but no man seemed to be conceived with this kind of gift. Relying on the words that they spoke from their lips to teach her what love is. Tears rolled down her cheeks as she held on to her stomach. The question why me was mixed in with fear. The man that she once thirsted for didn't have the time to care. In agonizing pain, she delivered her firstborn. Her eyes connected to heaven, which she called her first son. Remembering the years that she never confronted her own demons, as a voice whispered in her ear coming straight from his kingdom. No. No need for these thieves. Let me put your soul at ease. Breathe life through your pain. Bring sun from the rain. I took dirt from the earth and I gave it self-worth. No longer a task. Leave tears from the past. I am living water. You're no more an empty glass. No more an outcast. My child, you are renewed. No more a woman at that well. My words now are your tools.
Oh, wow. That was awesome.
Thank
what
you.
A powerful, powerful pen and voice you have. You read that beautifully.
Thank you. Thank
Such
you.
Such strength. All right, sweetie pie, tell everyone how to come visit you and show you some love.
Okay, you can visit me on Facebook. You can either go on to my stage name, which is Na'akua. That's N-A-A space A-K-U-A. And
awesome.
And you can also, I'm part of a group called Speakers of the House, so you can actually go onto Facebook and type in Speakers of the House, and you can get linked up from there and see where we're at.
Wonderful. All right, sweetheart, I am hoping that you will come back next week and share some more with us.
I will. I will. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in, hon.
All right. Good night, y'all.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Okay, Michael, what do we have now? Who do we have?
Okay.
What's left on the
All
board?
Right. Okay, we've got Christy, who was unmuted. We're just about to bring her on. Also, we've got 843. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. So just kind of be quiet. We're going to go one more reader, then we're going to grab you, and then that's going to be it. So, Christy, you are on the air.
Hi, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. His computer restarted itself. So, do you just want me to read next time and you grab 813 and I can just listen, or?
No, baby, go ahead and read.
Do whatever you want.
We've got 843 is unmuted right now, so no coughing, spitting, any weird poetic noises or anything like that, because we can hear you. Okay, we're going to let Christy read, and I wanted to make sure you were unmuted so we could get you onto the show, and we don't like, because I'm glad that you called in. So, Christy, go ahead, and then we'll go ahead and get to them.
Do you want Door to Door Jesus or This Is Not?
I want This Is Not.
Okay.
That's intriguing.
This could be another He Did Me Wrong, I Want to Cut Your Heart Out love song, but it's not. This could be another I should have tried harder and you needed more plea for a second chance dance. but it's not. And this could be, I want to tie you up and hold you down and spank my ass and make me call you Daddy Dark Fantasy, but it's not. Know this, this is where he, this is where she, this is where you went down without me. This is where I imagine your head flipped back open like a Pez dispenser, because I am sick of giving 150% when you give less. And the more I give, the less you see, and can you? Will you rise above the superficial echoes of popularity? Because I better be high the next time you complain that 10 people on your blog is not enough, that somebody being nominated or recognized ahead of you, that people are fake online. It's just not fair. Because this is where the silence breaks. This is where I hit the alarm and wake you up. This is the internet, people may or may not be what they seem. You are who you say you are, because nobody would know the difference. Like it or not, it's an interconnected potpourri family reunion. Like it or not, it's what you put in and that what you get out. This is the time that you start listening. Stop screaming over the din. Repetition is not key. Reciprocation is never guaranteed. If you write, write because you breathe it. Be grateful for those who take the time to read it. Open your heart and let go of what you think they want to hear, and finally say something. Something real, something personal, something biographical. Kurt Cobain said that he'd rather be hated for who I am rather than who I am not. And I would hate to know you but never really see you, to never understand, to miss the experience of you. I would hate to think the real you is lost on me. Don't hide behind screens and breathe in your life. Expel it into words and be who you are. Just celebrate.
Christy, that was incredible. Mm. I am so glad you were able to make it on and your computer came back in time.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, baby. Will
you
please do me a favor and tell everyone how to come show you some loves?
Oh, sure. My computer wouldn't let me back into your chat room, but it's www.myspace.com/SnapdragonDreams, all one word. I also run Say It Loud now on MySpace, and it's just the same with Say It Loud now altogether.
Wonderful. Did you get the banners out for the show, for the contest?
All the banners are now done. John's daughter finished them, and they should be mailed out today or tomorrow.
That's so
my
awesome.
Plan.
I'm excited.
So, I know. She did a really good job. She created them, so I just have to figure out how I mail them to you. I'm not technologically savvy, so.
Well, once again, sweetie, I want to thank you for hosting the Say It Loud Awards and congratulate the poets here again for winning the Best Radio Show in the Say It Loud Awards for 2009. I'm real proud of all of you, and it's an amazing thing that you have built here, and it's awesome for Michael and I to be a part of that. And Christy, I want to thank you for doing the venue and giving the people a chance to vote and do that. It was amazing.
Sure. I mean, it was fun. I enjoyed doing it. We're doing a bunch of venues now and Say It Loud now on the website. You should stop by and see it. And then we'll be having the awards in December of next year. So.
Awesome.
I'll be quiet,
sweetie.
And listen to 813. So.
Okay. All right, sweetie. Thank you so much.
No problem. Love you.
Love you too, baby.
Thank you.
Okay.
So she said 813. Was it 813 or 843?
I don't remember. Last caller. Are you there, sweetie?
I'm here. I'm just actually sitting here listening. This is 9 Elements.
Hey,
oh, okay.
You. That's
right.
Awesome.
I wasn't sure if that was you again.
Okay, awesome. All righty. Well, I've got my board back up, but I don't think that I can't play a track to close the show with. So I just want to thank everybody for being here tonight. It was an absolutely incredible show. You guys rocked the house, and this is why 2010 is the year of the poets, is because of the strong, amazing voices that you all are bringing to the table and sharing with the world. And I cannot tell you how amazing it is for us to sit here week after week after week and be able to hear you guys share with us like this. It's amazing. So I just want to thank you for an incredible show. Michael, do you have any announcements before I do mine?
American Soapbox, Monday night, 8 Eastern, blogtalkradio.com/AmericanSoapbox. And I believe we're resting this week.
The Inkwell. The Inkwell is Tuesday, March 2nd, and that's going to be with special guest Sage Cohen. And those of you who are not familiar with the Inkwell is a how-to for writers show, and the concept is, so you wrote something, now what? And it's a show that I worked on for about a year putting together and lining up special guests for. And it's designed to, you know, once you get your poetries out of your journals and the dresser drawers and you give it a voice and you call in and start reading and blah, 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 what's the next step? I mean, how do you get out there and submit your stuff? How do you know where to submit? How do you know what to do? And so this show is, I have publishers and editors and all kinds of amazing, amazing people lined up to share with you that are going to help you do that. And March 2nd, we have Sage Cohen, who wrote, she has a couple poetry books out, and she also wrote Writing the Life Poetic. And she's coming on to do the Writing the Life Poetic workshop with us on Tuesday, the 2nd of March, at 3 o'clock West Coast, 5 o'clock East Coast, 6 o'clock. Right? 3, 4, 5, 6,
right.
Yeah. 3 o'clock West Coast, 6 o'clock East Coast time. And the workshop will include some information on poetry and all that good stuff. You'll walk away with about 3 new poems written. She's going to put us through some writing assignments, and she's absolutely an incredible, incredible person. You guys are going to adore her. She's so vivacious and effervescent and just amazing. And so you're really in for a treat, and I'm very thankful for her agreeing to do this, because normally her workshops are $250 a person to attend, and she's coming on to do it for you guys free of charge at no cost to the poets at all. And so I am very, very thankful for her graciousness in agreeing to do this, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the first time we've done an on-air workshop, so it'll be real exciting to see how that goes. So I'm really hoping that you all will join us and join in the fun and see what wherever your pens take us with the help of Sage's help. So that's all I have. Michael, do you have anything else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Do we still have Nine Elements and Christy with us?
I'm still here. Actually, I was about to ask you the question, where can I find information on how to get on the show?
For the Inkwell?
Yes.
Are you on my Facebook page?
We just connected as friends, so.
Okay. Yeah, it's Spirit Wild, the same as on my MySpace page, Spirit Wild. So I will go on right now and send you the invite to the event. I have an event posted right now with it, but I'll make sure that I get that to you. But if not, if I can't find you on there, then email me, and I will email you all of the information.
Okay.
Okay, it would be great to see you there. She's just amazing. This woman is absolutely incredible. She's local here, and I got a chance to meet her at Wordstock. And when I went to Wordstock this year, which is a big writing convention once a year up in Portland, and I've actually got to see her read and done some other workshops with her around the Portland area. And, you know, it was just kind of a tongue-in-cheek, because she is very expensive. Her workshops are incredible, and she's very well-respected. And so it was just kind of, hey, you should come do this. And she agreed, and it was like, oh, yay, yay. I damn near wet myself right on the spot, but, you know, luckily I'm, you know, beyond that. So, yeah, I'm real excited that she's going to be with us. So I'll make sure I get that information to you.
Okay. That'll work.
All right. All right, everybody, let's say goodnight to the poets. Good night, poets.
Good night, poets.
And we will see you all here next week. Thank you, too, for hanging out with us and closing the show. Michael, look forward to American Soapbox. We'll see you guys at the Inkwell on Tuesday and next Thursday night. Until then, lick life in the face, write about how it tastes, and remember 2010, the year of the poets. Make a difference. Thank you, everybody.